All right, good to see everyone. Despite the fact that some guys aren't here, but you guys are here. That's the Iker. So I want to give this year, Zeichron Nishmas, my father's second Yahrzeit. His name was Simcha Ben Yaakov. May his neshama go to the highest points in Gan Eden. He was a very excellent person. He loved learning, even though he didn't go to yeshiva, and always wanted us to learn Torah. If we wanted an extra year in yeshiva, he always said, no problem. As long as you're learning. He loved learning. I believe he was involved in the spirit of Talmud Vidili Lemaisa. Even though he didn't learn Lemaisa, but one of the spirits of learning is what is to do Maisa. He built a day school in Peoria, Illinois, Peoria Hebrew Day School. There was three kids in the eighth grade class. I was one of the three. Went to Skokie for yeshiva, went away at 14. And he gave people jobs all the time. Rambam says the highest level of stuck is giving a guy a job. Not just giving anonymously. The highest level of stuck is giving a guy a job. He's always willing to help people. And at the end of his life, he lived in Care 1 in Teaneck. And I remember when Rav Shekhar came and gave a shiur in Yoni Kibbutz Avim in Care 1. So he was mesmerized. He loved the Torah. He used to learn with Rav Siv. He had a chavrus with Rav Siv. He lives in Teaneck. Because he loved the learning. So may his neshama go to highest points of Gan Eden. And maybe may Litzya Yishuv go from Mishpochet. Okay, let's begin. We got a lot to do, guys. Okay, let's begin. Doesn't make any difference how many guys with the Zikr's the Torah. Okay, Adam, how do you want to read tonight? Yeah? Let's read. Which Adam? Adam? Yeah. Coach O's Adam? Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Oh, before we begin, inside, I want you to get down the following. Please get it down. We didn't have time, just very briefly, I wanted to comment on the drosha of Teishvu Kein Tedaru. Okay? Let's get down the drosha of Teishvu Kein Tedaru. What do you mean, Teishvu Kein Tedaru? What does that mean? So I want you to get down to Limud, where it comes from in the Pasuk of Teishvu Kein Tedaru. What does it mean exactly? To live Lamaisa, Teishvu, live in the Sukkah, Teishvu Kein Tedaru. So I want to point out Lamaisa, that the Kavanah of Lashon of Teishvu is not the Mashmos of Taduru, Adarabba. If the Torah said Lashon Teishvu and didn't say Taduru, you should have been Medayik the opposite. What does the phrase Teishvu Kein Tedaru tell me? What does it tell me, Donnie? Live in the Sukkah like you live in your house. But why didn't you use the same expression? Why does it say Teishvu? Should have said Taduru. No. I mean, if you're making the drush of the Torah Shemal Peh, Teishvu Kein Tedaru, then say it like that. So, Lamaisa, what we want to say is the Ritva, the Rimaska Partza, where the Ritva says we learn out from the Kafanas HaMitzvah. The Torah says, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim. What does that mean? You look, take the whole phrase in its totality. What's the whole phrase in its totality? Teishvu, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim. That you should what? Yeragilim Leishev Batechem. Meaning, Lamaisa, Bateishvu Shivas Yomim Sukkas. You dwell, Shivas Yomim. I want you to sit in the Sukkah like you would sit in your house. Notice you take the whole phrase in its totality. And the truth is, we learn this from the Hemshech of the Pasuk. It says, Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshu BaSukkas. It's an extra drasha. What do you mean the phrase, Kol HaEzrach BiYisrael Yeshu BaSukkas? It's to tell you the same thing, that you're supposed to live in the Sukkah like you live in your house. So what I want you to get down is, in reality, the Torah should have said, Taduru. What is a Teishu? So the phrase is to look in the whole phrase that Hashem wants you to dwell in the Sukkah 7 days like you would what? Like you would sit in your house. That's, you take the whole phrase, and plus the fact I want you to add on the phrase Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah is extra. And the Tosfos Yom Tov points out the fact that the Torah said did not write B'Sukkah Tiyu. What does the Torah say? It doesn't say Tiyu. What does it say? It says Teishvu. What does Teishvu mean? A delay. Like living there permanently, Kein Tedaru. So let's chazen this over. Again, I want you to get the notion of Teishvu Kein Tedaru. You could have asked, and the Ritva points this out, you could have asked, why didn't the Torah say what? Tashuvu. The fact that it said Teishvu, maybe you could be Medayik, the opposite. So the answer is that no. The intention of the mitzvah is, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim, Hashem wants your house to be for Sukkahs the 7 days like you would sit in their house, sit in the sukkah. That's what the Ritva Raz Diramaska part Pirtsa. He also says the drasha of Kol Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshu Sukkahs is really extra. And since it's extra, Lamaisa, it's considered also to tell me that what you should live in the sukkah, you can live in the house. And plus the fact, please get the Taisis Yontif. The Duke is the Torah doesn't say Besukkahs Tiyu. It says Teshu. What does Teshu mean? Derech Ikuv. Teshu means you hang out there. So Memele, and then Lashon the Gemara later on, Chavches, is Metayel B'Sukkah. What's Metayel B'Sukkah? You should hike in the sukkah. Not literally hike, you should hang out in the sukkah. During sukkah, you should hang out in the sukkah. You shouldn't hang out in the house. Unless you're sitting schmoozing in that sukkah, should be Metayel the sukkah. So that's, you're playing a board game, you do that in the sukkah. That's the Pshat L'maisa of the drosh. I want you to get that Lashon, because I want you to start with the Kasha, but the fact that you take the phrase totality, or the extra phrase Kol Ezech B'Yisrael, and also the what, the fact they didn't say to you. Yes, Adam?
When the Ritva says we should learn it out from the Kavanah of the Mitzvah, what exactly, like, how does that...
Well, you take the whole phrase, L'maisa, the whole phrase is Besukas Teshu, and Hashem wants that to be your dwelling. So therefore, in that vein, you can interpret Teshu as being what? Is Teshu is being like it should be your house. Hashem is trying to tell you your house should be the sukkah for 7 days. So once you say like that, then already becomes like what? You know, this is your house. If you focus on the verb itself, you'll have that kasha. But if you look at the phrase, its totality, you won't have that kasha. That's what he means to say. And that's why the extra phrase called Ezech B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah is telling that also. And also this phrase, if you didn't say Yiyu, it said Yeshu, you know, delay, hang out there. Okay, good. So we got the pshat. Jacob, you got it?
Yeah.
I can't see it, you know. We got enough room. You move over so I can. So Yosef's blocking, Lamais. Okay, Yosef's blocking. So you move over here, Jacob, so I can see you. Okay, let's go. All right, Vaitam. Go ahead, Adam. Let's see the Gemara. Guys, look inside two dots. Let's go. Ochlin the what? Ochlin achilas aroi.
Ochlin achilas aroi plus the sukkah. Mekam achilas aroi.
Oh, how much is achilas aroi? You're allowed to eat achilas aroi outside the sukkah. How much is that? Go ahead.
Amar of Yosef, tarte or tlad be.
Oh, so our gear says what? Two or three eggs. Our gear says two or three eggs. Is that correct? Be is a lushan eggs. You know how, remember I said, you know, certain people pronounce besekas beya. Beya, like we do, not, you know, because Lashon Nekiyah, comes from the Lashon Aramaic also. Halacha L'maisa. So it says two or three eggs is what is considered to be a Lashon of what? A Lashon of Beyim. Yes? Two or three eggs is considered to be what? Eroi. Okay? Now, right off the bat, Donnie, let's get this down. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi does not have the word Bey. Read the Rashi there, Adam. Tarte or what? We're learning how to learn the Tayr. We're learning how to learn the Tayr, the Lomas of Tayr. Go ahead. Tarte?
Tarte etlat. Shaim oshlosh pamaim yitain letoch piv morshlesh.
Yeah, he says you put it two or three times, a piece of bread in your mouth. Yeah? That's what Rashi says. Two or three times you put a piece of bread in your mouth. Now, Lamaisa, good to see you. Is it two or three times you put a piece of bread in your mouth?
Morshlesh is no bread.
That's what Rashi, what, yeah, what'd you say? Morshlish, I don't know what Morshlish is. I don't know what it is.
In the Targum Malaz, it says, Malohapet.
Yeah, you fill up your mouth two or three times. Well said.
It gets morsels.
It could be. Morsels, maybe pieces. You have Targum, do you have Ozva Hadar? There's a Targum Laz? You have a different.
I have Targum Malaz.
Oh, yeah, I don't have. You have any, where is that? That's not in the Ozva Hadar, is it? It's not in the Ozva Hadar. Very good.
It's
two or three pieces. You put a piece in two or three times. Could be in morsel as well. Good. So what do you see from Rashi? That's what Rashi says the shear is. Okay, look at Taisus. Let's look at Taisus. Go ahead. Tarte Otlat.
Perush Kuntrish. Shtaim Oshlosh Pamayim Yitain Letoch Piv. Morsel.
Morsel Blaz. Okay, good. Good. Everyone's saying you see two or three times and put it in your mouth. Go ahead.
So
you see Rashi tells him to have the word bay, right? You see that? Our Gemara has the word bay. We're at the two dots there, is he? Okay? Our Gemara has bay, but you see Rashi does not have the word bay. So he says, oh, there are gears that have the word bay. Well, our Gemara does have it. So obviously Rashi tells him didn't have it. You guys got to notice that. Okay, go ahead. Vakol?
Vakol Ephod.
Yeah, Gabi Lema Diavet Yufta the Rav Yosef. Right? Gemara has later on, okay. We can go ahead, Abaye.
Abaye, the shear base Havliya.
Kibaya. So he says it's all one shear, right? So in other words, either you put a piece of bread, small piece of morsel, two or three times in, or you fill your whole mouth up. How much is your whole mouth? Obey it. You know, it's all the same shear. A little bit sof masik. Okay, well, yeah, actually put a period there, and then we'll come back to that. Let's go back to the Gemara now.
Is he saying it's a steer over here because it says treo tlat be'e versus on kelsayin and off? It says a kibetza is achilas ha'arayin?
Well, the Gemara doesn't really say, lemaisa, what it is. It just says shear besa bliya is kibetza, right? Not necessarily.
Shear bliya is like what fits in your throat?
Fits in your throat, exactly. Exactly what fits in your throat. Because the Gemara says when they gave Reb Tzadok food less than a kibetza, he took a mappa and he ate outside the sukkah. So Gemara says masa would be a be'a. Then he would eat in the sukkah. So that's a cat. Rav Yosef and Abaye say, but it says two or three eggs, right? So Abaye says, I'll call upon him, it's a shear of a beya. It's a shear of a beya. In other words, it's still considered to be what Abaye says, which we're going to see now in the Gemara. It's all considered to be one shear, the Gemara says, okay? So eating two or three times, filling it up, equals what? Your full whole mouthful, which is a what? Which is an egg. So if you put in two or three times, smaller pieces, if you filled up your whole mouth, the food would equal all one shear. That's what he means. So put a stop there in the middle of the place, back to the Gemara. Go ahead. Right. Bahachi. He says many times it was enough for a guy to what? To be satiated with that. Why could that could be a roy? Go ahead, Vavale. That should be suvas keva. What are you talking about that that's considered to be heroic? That fills up a lot of guys. Go ahead.
Ella amar baye kiditayim bar be rav v'ayel lakala.
What does the word Ella mean? Ella means wipe away. Very important. It means rather, literally, but it means wipe away what was before. Abaye says a different shot. A lot of guys try to chop a breakfast before they go into shir, or before they go to the besmedesh to seder, and they fill up their what? They fill up their mouth with food. And therefore, that's the shear, what's the shear of a kebeya. Okay? So let's get down. What's a machlaikas, Donnie? What's a machlaikas in the Gemara of what achilas aroy is for a sukkah? Achilas aroy is allowed to be eaten outside the sukkah. Donnie, you got me? Achilas aroy. Let's take off the coat. Let's take off the coat, Donnie.
Freezing.
Yeah? Okay, but you'll wake up for the Torah. Let's get down. What's the shear according to what's the shear according to what? What's the shear according of Yosef? Two or three what? Two or three bayit. Yeah? Rav Yosef said, let's get this down. Trey otlas bayit. Okay? What does Abaye say? Bayit. The amount you fill up your mouth. Lamaisa. The amount you fill up your mouth. Now, Lamaisa, Tosis says, it's all one shear. When he said it's all one shear, a kol echad, each one of the pieces is a shear of kebeya. So the shear of a beis ablia is what? Rav Yosef said two or three, because you do it two or three times. Yeah? But Abaye in the Maskanas HaGemara says no. It says it means what? Says that this is considered to be a shear of what? Shear of a beya. Okay? So when he says a shear, a kol echad hu, he said a kol echad hu, he meant to say, Lamaisa, that the pieces, Lamaisa, equal up. Each one of them is a shear of a bay, a kol echadu. So he's trying to say it. I think that means a kol echadu. The total is going to be, let's say, the shear of a bay sabliya. You know, it'll be two, three eggs. So that's the poshib shah, what he means to say. But let's see them finish up the taisis, Adam. Go ahead. Ulubasov.
Ulubasov masik kedetayim turba midirabanan.
Right, v'azel, that in the end of the Gemara concludes, it's the amount of tamachachim taste. V'azel l'kala, before he goes into the vismedesh. Kala means the vismedesh. Yarche kala. Shazem male.
Shazem male piv, the hainu kibetza. V'shir zed, davka v'pas. De pere lav ba'u sukkah.
So he says, this shear is only by bread, because peris, no matter how much you eat, doesn't require a sukkah. Kinemazik v'basu the yuma, go ahead. Excellent. The keva didu ke achilas pas. Can eat tons of what? Peiris. Their keva is like eating a right of pas. Yeah? So it comes out like he says beferis. So I want you to get this. Right off from the bat of the Gemara, it seems like Rav Yosef says two or three eggs. Abaye says it means an egg. And this is only by pas. By peiris, can eat tons of peiris, it's always considered to be conceptually a right. That's the din of the chalomais. Okay.
I thought Abai says just whatever is gonna like a snack on the way to the base medrash.
Right, but so he says that's
defined as a kebaya.
Correct. Kashir base medrash. How much you can stick in your mouth? And it seemed like Rav Yosef said when he said "akol echad and taisus," it meant to say "pashup shad is that how much you they used to eat the porcels, you know, porcels akol echad. Each one of them was a shear of a bayah. So it seemed like he was what? Seems like he was saying more than that. It was two or three eggs. Okay? Seems like he was saying two or three eggs of pashup shad more. So I want you to get down what we wrote on the board. So what is its paskin in the Mishnah? Chilas arai is but the chutz l'suk. What's a chilas arai? Two shitas. Rav Yosef says two or three eggs. Abai says an egg. Yes? Okay. So let's get this whole thing. Okay? Don, are you with me? There's a little bit of a difficulty I want you to get. Halacha l'maisa. There are duke so from Osches that says the gears that Rashi had was treotlas bitzi. What's bitzi mean? Pieces of bread. Therefore, Rashi changes shot from what's in our gears. Our gears is bay eggs. He had a sheet of bitzi. Okay. But there's something quite problematic here. What's the problematic, Donnie? How do you say two or three? What's the problem with saying two or three? You guys tell me. What's the problem with saying two or three?
Which is it?
Well, by definition, if it's a roi means what? A lower amount. So if it's two, halach lamaisa, then it's usher to eat three. You know what I'm saying? If it's three, why mention two? You know what I mean? A roi, by definition, is a small amount. So don't give me this business two or three. Okay, but we'll just say two and a half. It seems a little bit difficult. Why speak in such a language? You know who's bothered by this? Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz in the back of the Gemara in Mitz Basin. Kedolei Achronim in the back of the Gemara bothered by this. But it's a great kasha. Why would you speak like that when Eroi's got to be a small shear? You got to be precise. If it's two, then three's already keva. And if it's three, then two's wrong, right? Okay, so I want you to get this answer. The Mitzbeisun and Rabbi Elazar Meir Horovitz say like this. There's a Gemara in Maseches Erevin on Daf Pei Beis and Mitzbeis. We learned last semester about the Erev Tchumen. What's so important about Erev Tchumen? You have to leave a basket with bread. It allows you to walk another 2,000 amas because you're Kona Shvisa. How much bread has to be in that basket? Okay. Yeah, are you familiar with that din of Erev Tchumen? Okay?
You have a certain
right. So if you put a basket of bread out, 2,000 amas outside the Eber Shalir, which is 72/3 amas, then your Kona Shvisa is like you live in that residence. You can walk another 2,000 amas from there. Okay? So how much bread do you need in the basket? So that's a major machloikis. Okay? It's a machloikis in Tanoim. In Maseches Erev, I'll give you the exact daf. It's on daf Peyem at Beis. Machloikis in Riyochim at Broka. And the Rabbanis, Machlokes Tanoim. So, the first Shita holds that it has to be, and it's very, very interesting, the first Shita holds that it has to be three eggs. Okay? And the second Shita says that it has to be four eggs. So, there's the Suda, the basket of bread that you got to leave out is either three eggs or four eggs. Let's write it down. Is it for Erev Tchumen? Is it Shalosh Bayim for Eruve Tchumen? Is it Shalosh Bayim or is it Arba Bayim? Okay? It's quite a lot of bread, you know, to get it exact. A kazayas is one slice of white bread. A bay is two slices of white bread. So if you think about that, you do the math. You need six slices of white bread, or you need how many? Eight. One of the two. It's a machlekes, okay? When you put out the bread to be kona shvisa, okay? So long as we're doing the machlekes, let's pin down who says what. It's on Peyem at Beis, okay? It's on Peyem at Beis, Kamash Yuro, and the machlekes is in Maseches Erevin. It says, we have this machlekes of how much you need to have. Okay. We have Machlekes Tanoim. It's on Peyem at Beis. Tinub Yochin Mebrok in the Chachamim. Okay. All right. So once we have this Machlekes, could be also on Pei Beis and Mebeis. Okay. Nonetheless, Lamaisa, let's get this. Okay. And what's the Machlekes? So divide it up now. Just plug it in. What's the shear of what suda? What's achilas aroi if you're a three? If you're the three beya man, you tell me. Two. Just be simple. This is a suda, guys. This is the shear of a suda for erev tchumen. Okay. So by definition, aroi. If you're a three man, what's aroi going to be? Two. And if you're a four man, what's aroi going to be? Three. That's exactly what Rav Yosef said. Two or three. That's why he spoke in such a manner. Very easy. No? You just plug it in like that, and that's exactly why he spoke in such a vein. That's what the Mitzvah and writes as well. It's a beautiful pshat. You just got to know that Machloikis in Meseches what? In Meseches Erevin. Okay? It's an interesting Machloikis. Yeah, in other words, there it established what the Kavua Suda is. So it established what a Kavua Suda is. So Roy's got to be less than that. So go down one. So that's why Rav Yosef speaks in such a manner. What was our kasha? Well, our kasha was Aroy is what? Aroy is if it's two, then obviously three is Kevin. And if Aroy is three, then why are you mentioning two? The answer is, well, he's trying to according to both shittas and Erevin. That's what Rav Yosef says, okay? So let's get that. Interesting shot. Okay, now the bottom line is, okay, how do we paskin now? This is very important, guys. Let's get it. I want you to know it, okay? Donnie, you got this? You get this down. I want you to know this, okay? Maybe we'll put this on the mechina lemaisa. What does Tosis say? Tosis says, what's the shear of Beya? Eroi. More than a Beya is what? Keva. Who says like this? The Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it simply in tough reish lamentes. He doesn't bat an eyelash. What is Eroi? How much is the shear of eating Eroi outside the sukkah? A kebeya. He says in Simon Tofrei Shlamates Sifes, Kama Achilas Aroi Kebeya Mipas. Plain and simple. So obviously, what's a what? Keva? Keva is more than a beya. More than a beya is considered Keva. Fine. I want you to know the din, that's the halacha. We don't hold like Rav Yosef, we hold like a baye. And the din is that what is a roi is a beya. You can eat two slices outside. You can have a sandwich, it seems to be saying. Seems to be saying you can have a sandwich. Halacha l'maisa. Two slices of white bread, actually with the stuff inside, it might be too much. But l'maisa, eroi is considered a kebeya. Kev is more than a kebeya. That's the way we paskin. Who says it again? Taisvis. Who else? The Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Rambam is not so simple. I gave you the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Perek Vav, v'chosukah l'chavav? Rambam is a very modern lashon. Perek Vav, Vav. I'm reading in the middle of Perek Vav Alechava. Eroi kebeya o pachos o yoser ma'at. Whoa. Not precise at all. Rambam says, Eroi is kebeya, either a little bit or a little less or a little more. So please get that down. The Rambam Shita is that a kebeya, Eroi is what? A little bit less than a beya or a little bit more than a beya. So obviously what's keva got to be? A lot more than a beya. That's what you have to say. So if you look in the Rambam, that's what he says. It's like the Rambam's one unsure. But the Bir Aloche, which I gave you, in Tof Reish Lamed Tes, Siv Beis, Dibramas Kebeya Mapas, the Bir Aloche says, Bipshitis, that the Rambam holds Bidasa Rambam, that even more than what? More than a Kebeya, it's considered to be Achilas Eroi. Everyone got that? The Bir Aloche says, even a little bit more Filu Yosir Ma'at Mikabeya is considered Achilas Eroi. Yes? So the Bir Aloche says, you got to interpret the Rambam seriously. And the Rambam says, even a little bit more than a Kebeya is still considered to be Eroi. It's got to be a lot more, like we said. But the Rambam had different works. What were his different works? Four major works. Mor Nevuchim, the Arach HaZaka, the Perish of Mishnayis, and the Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look in the Perish of Mishnayis in our Mishnah, you know what the Ram writes? Our quote is Lashon. Chilas Eroi Hu Sheyochel Adam Shir Mu'at Lo Yachshav Lav Suda Ava Ochel Udchos Tavos Ach Yigmur Sudos Acher Kach. What's the Rambam say Chilas Eroi is? You're starving, so you want to quench your appetite.
Hold you over.
Exactly. Hold you over for the meal. Well said, Adam. He says if you're eating just to get rid of the appetite, I mean that you're quenching, to hold you over, then that's not L'shem Suda, that's called Eroi. It's mashma, the shear of a kebeya is a little bit less or more, but it's totally in subjectiveness. In the Rambam, in the Arach HaZaka, it's mashma, objectivity. A little bit less than a bay, a little bit more than a bay is a roi. But the Rambam adds this twist in the Perish Mishnayos. He wrote the Perish Mishnayos as a young man. He wrote it before the Yarech HaZakah. Many times there's contradictions between the Perish Mishnayos and the Yarech HaZakah. We go with the Yarech HaZakah because he was Chozer Bo. He wrote the Perish Mishnayos as a young man. So it comes out that Kavah Sudasa, more than a Suda, would be Chayev if he's what? Like you said, Adam, if you want to be Kovei Amil, it's more than a Bay. Yosef, what's the answer? I don't care. In his mind, he's Kovei Asuda. That would be considered to be Kevah. So he asks a Pell. He doesn't know why the Bir Halacha brings it up. So it's a Pell why the Bir Halacha doesn't bring it up. My response to save the Bir Halacha is what? Bir Halacha says he was Chozer Bo. The Bir Halacha says he was Chozer Bo from what he said in the Perish Mishnayos. Maybe retracted. But nonetheless, the Bir Halacha doesn't mention the Perish Mishnayos. If you look in the Sfasemis, the Sfas says it's Tali B'chol Adam, to the way some guys eat B'derech Mehiris, Ulo B'derech Kvias. It all depends on the person. Is the person eating this way in a quick way, or is it eating with kavua? So the Sfasemis says the Rambam also. Sfasemis points out the Rambam, and he's probably going with the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayos, but nonetheless, I wanted to bring this out to you, Halacha L'maisa, that the way you summarize it, this is how you learn Aliba de Hilch, so you know it in the Gemara, you think about it in the afternoon. Rav Yosef says two or three is Aroi. Abai said he's wrong, it means Kabeya. Two or three, this, what did it mean? It means did he eat the piece? Did he eat the piece? Two or three times, or does it mean that you know you're filling up your what? You fill up your mouth. Filling up your mouth is a ban, and if you do that two or three times, it's two or three eggs. Rabbi says it's all wrong. Abai says it depends how much you take when you fill up your mouth just before you go into Seder, Bismedesh, or Shir, and that's a Shir of a Kabeya. Okay. Remember we saw that? Those are the two shittas. And we said we were bothered by what kind of lush is that, two or three? If Aroi is two, then a Kev is three. And if it's three, then why mention two? So we say we plugged it in with Mitzbeis and Rav Loz Meir Horowitz with the Mishnah about Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen, how much bread we need in the basket? Is it three eggs or four eggs? If it's three eggs, and that's Keva, so two is the Aroi. If you're the shittah of four, then three is Aroi. So he was speaking according to those shittas, Halach L'maaseh, beautiful pshat. But the bottom line is we pass like a Bayan HaGemara that it's a Kabeya. Anything that's considered to be Kabeya is considered to be still a Roy. More than a Kabeya is considered to be what? It's considered to be Keva. Okay? So in other words, we understand this Klor. We have to understand it Klor. We got it Klor. You got it? Okay. The only thing is that you look in the Ram, it's bothersome. All the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Raw, Taisvas, the Torah Shkanoch say straight up, Abay is a Roy, more than Abay, Jacob, what's the din? More can Abay is what? Is considered to be Keva. Excellent. But the Rambam has this twist in the Yarech HaZakah where he says, no, a little bit less, a little bit more is a Roy. What do you mean a little bit less, a little more? That means a lot more has got to be Abay. It's not precise. So the Bir Halacha says he meant what he meant. The Bir Halacha says he meant what he meant. And the bottom line is that what? Is that even more than a Bay is a Roy? So we said if you look in the Perish Mishnayos, the Ram says no. If it's to hold you over, that's a Roy. If it's eating as a Suda, then that's considered to be Keva. So the Shira of a little bit of a Bay, a little bit less or more, is totally subjectivity. What is he doing? So if you're Kovei a Suda with a little bit more than a Bay, then be Chayv and Sukkah, even according to the Ram. So we said the Bir Halacha didn't mention it. So why didn't the Bir Halacha mention it? Because maybe he was Chozer Bo, like we said, from the Yarech HaZakah. From the Perish Mishnayos, and he was an older man, he was Chozer Bo, and that's it. Halacha L'maaseh. Sfasemis adds on that the Rambam says, it's also told in the Shir that he's regal to eat b'mehiris, lo derech kvias. Okay, Sfasemis seems to be echoing the Rambam of the Perish Mishnayos. So that's the whole first Baalach we have today. In the Gemara, we get a Klor, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, fine. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Dovi, good to see you. Okay. Let's continue in our next shtick of Gemara, guys. We got a lot to do, okay? We're working. Doesn't make a difference if other guys are here. You're here. And the Gemara has later on in Sukkah Memes, all of a sudden I'm in Imani Khan, Kulo Khan. If I'm here, everyone's here. He was a big tzaddik in Onuf. How can he say Imani Khan, Kulo Khan? There's a theory to that, no? No, he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Abishter's here, I'm here, Lamais. I'm wherever the Abishter's, the tired. Okay, let's go. Next shtick, you're doing a great job, Adam and Gemara, reading the Gemara. Ailu lekala means a kala, the mesifte, learning, the arche kala. Okay? All right, let's go. Don't know about it, guys. Let's see inside. Adam, we ready? Let's go. We're working. Okay? We're working. Let's go. Tanrabanan.
Tanrabanan. Ochlin achilas arai chus sukkah, ve'en yishenim shenas arai chutz l'sukkah.
Says in Brisa, that if you eat at chilas sarayim chutz l'sukkah, you can't sleep shenas sarayim chutz l'sukkah. We got that? You're not allowed. Maybe they should come up with a din about in shir. Maybe we come up about a din in shir. Shenas sarayim even in sukkah. Amaisa. Yeah? What do you think about that? Okay, that's not in the Gemara. We're saying our own chiddush l'maisa. Right? Not only can that have shenis kevin shir, you can't have even shenis aroi. But nonetheless, what is the din? The din is in the Mishnah. It says what? It says you're allowed to eat what? You're allowed to eat achilas aroi chutzal sukkah, but shenis aroi is usur. Unbelievable. Shenis. No, we can't mention that. Don't mention it. So it says in the Brisa, it says you're allowed to eat what? You're not allowed to sleep outside sukkah. Go ahead, my timer. Go ahead, let's see.
My timer. I'm
a Ravashi, Gzera Shema Yirdom. So Gzera, you might fall asleep real bugud, Ashenis Keva. And the Gemara says later on, we're not going to get to it today, but I don't know if we're going to get to it because we might start the third parak tomorrow. We'll see how far we finish the sugya today. The Gemara says, Ashenis Rise, amount of time to walk 100 amas. How much is a ama? A foot and a half. So 100 times a foot and a half is how much? 200 feet. How long does it take to take 200 feet? What's 200 feet? Like 80 yards or 60 yards? Yeah. No? Yeah. 30
seconds?
Yeah, something like that. Right. Shinisarai is very, it's amount of time to walk 100 amas. So Lamaisa, there are those poskim that say if you sleep in a chair 6 hours, that's all Shinisarai. Has to be in a bed at least half an hour. Shanis Kev has to be in a bed at least half an hour. But nonetheless, the Gemara has a shear of Me'ama.
I want to say later on in the Gemara, like how much a horse...
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yeah, 60 snoozes. Yeah, very good. The different shear in Lamaisa for. But the way the poskim said, if you're sleeping in a chair, it's always all right. That's what some sheet to say. Some poskim say sleeping in a chair is always all right, no matter if you sleep 5 hours in a chair. Only in the bed is Kevin, it must be at least a half an hour. That's usually what we assume in the post. Okay? So I want to just point out, before we go weiter in this, I want you guys to get this. The reason why they used to chop, Rashi says, the food before they got to the Beis Medrash, the Bachram, why? Because they thought that the shear would go longer, they were going to be hungry. So therefore, they wanted to make sure they were strong for shear, so they chopped a little bit of food before. But Lamaisa, I want to just point out, that a person is allowed to be Kovei Suda on Peiris Chutz L'Sukkah. Remember we said that? But the Rosh in Siman Yud Gimel, please get it down, Coach Rabbeinu Meir. Taisa Siddi Kiyah, tons of Peiris, it's always Aroi, right? Rabbeinu Meir, the Rosh Coach Rabbeinu Meir says no. He was Machmer, never eat Achilles Keva of Peiris Chutz L'Sukkah. Please get that. So not everyone agrees with the Taisa. The Rosh Coach Rabbeinu Meir, they're not allowed to eat Peiris. You're not allowed to eat Peiris, Salach Lamaisa. You're not allowed to eat the payers of Kev outside the sukkah. What about drinking? Let's get this down. What about drinking? The Meiri's Medayik from Rashi and Meseches Yuma, that drinking goes basa the achila. If you're eating achilas keva, then the shti is like a shti is keva. You can't do that outside the sukkah. You have to eat the sukkah. If you're drinking achilas aroi, then the shti is considered to be aroi. And what happens if you're drinking without any food? Of course it's aroi. Okay? So he covered the gamut regarding what? Regarding the feeding and drinking, halacha l'maisa. Now we get to this din about sleeping. Sleeping, you're not allowed to do it all, halacha l'maisa. Sleeping, you're not allowed to do it all, halacha l'maisa. In the what? In the sukkah, outside the sukkah, halacha l'maisa. Go ahead. Amar le Abaye. Go ahead, Adam.
Amar le Abaye. Elaha d'tanya, yashen adam shenas harayi, b'tfilin, avalo shenas keva.
Oh, says in Bryce, a person allowed to sleep shenas harayi, b'tfilin, but not what? Shenas what? Shenis Keva, why not? So the Gemara says, Leichush. Why aren't you afraid that Shema Yeradim? And you'll come to flatulation. Obviously, Abaye, when he asks his kash, is equating what? Hilchos Sukkah with Hilchos Tefillin. Well said. And he says, how can the Brisa say Shenis Arois Mutab Tefillin when Shenis Keva is not? Yes? Shema Yeradim. Maybe you'll fall asleep and come to flatulation. A full sleep.
Is he equating them, saying like they should both either say the same thing about Shenas Arai?
Yes, we have to build it up now. Well said. Now the truth of the matter is that it says, a my timer. What's the my timer? We said, Teishu Kein Deduru. A person sits in a sukkah like he sits in his house. Now let me ask you a question. Do people do Shenas Arai outside their house? Yes, self-evident, right? Shenas Arai we do outside what? Shenes Arai, sometimes we do outside our house. You don't do Shenes Keva, though. You follow me? We don't do Shenes Keva. So that's what prompted the Gemara to ask my time. I want you to get that down. I thought it was a beautiful order we're saying Shan and Gemara. The Gemara was bothered, my time. Why is Shenes Arai Asa Chutz L'Sukkah? Why should it be Asa Chutz L'Sukkah, Izzy? Well, I thought Lamaisa, whatever we do, what? The Gemara says Teishu Gein Deduru. So what does that mean? We should matter Shenes Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Anything you do in your house, you do in the sukkah. But anything you do outside the house, you should be able to do outside the sukkah. People do Shenes Arai outside the sukkah. I mean, people do Shenes Arai outside their house, so they should be able to allow Shenes Arai outside the sukkah. That's what prompted the Gemara to ask my timing. Okay, I want you to get that down. You follow what I'm saying? What did the Gemara mean when it asked my timing? What the Gemara meant to say is you want to pattern the sukkah after the house. What are you talking about? People sleep outside Shenes Arai outside the house, so be able to do Shenes Arai outside the sukkah. Why do we ask her even Shenes Arai outside the sukkah? So Lamaisa Abai jumped on him and asked a great kasha. He compared it to tefillin. Ravashi said, Shemir Adam, he compared it to tefillin. We're not glacious for that. So I want you to just point out historically. Let's get this. Who wrote the Gemara? Who is Masada the Gemara? Ravina Ravashi. Correct. Ravina Ravashi, Sofa Ra, Gemara Bobitsiya Pehem. I'd have to close a chapter in history. Sofa Ra, Halacha Lamaisa. I want you to know this is not Ravashi, the last generation of Meroim. That was Masada the Gemara. Why? Because Abai asks on him. This is not the later Ravashi that wrote the Gemara, because Abai asked in Ravashi, and Ravashi, the later one, was not in the generation of Abai. I'll prove it to you. Because Abai died before Rava. Gemara says in Ksubis. And what does the Gemara say? That's in Gemara in Ksubis Samachem and Aleph. What does Gemara say in Kedushin Ayin Beis and Beis? On the day that Rava died, who was born? Ravashi. Did you hear what I just said? So by definition, this could not have been a later Ravashi. Again, Abai asks on Ravashi. Amar Le Abai, you read it beautifully. How could Abai ask on Ravashi? Couldn't be the Ravashi was the last generation where we're talking about here. Because it's impossible. Because why? Abai did not live much before Ravashi. Abai died before Rava. And Ravashi was born on the day that Rava died. You follow me? So by definition, this is not Ravashi. This is a Ravashi HaKadmon. Please get it down. This is Ravashi HaKadmon, the early Ravashi. Please get this. According to our Girsan Argomar. Okay? However, if you look in the Ritva, Dir Masko Ton Rabbonon, the Ritva's Girsan is Amar Rava. Whoa. Instead of Ravashi, the Ritva had Amar Rava. Xerish Shema Yerdame. Okay? So the Ravashi, the Ritva, took care of the whole problem by saying, I'm a Rava. Yes? But the Rav Lanur, Dir Mamasko Omar, asks on that. He says, later on, Rava gives another teretz. No? Isn't Rava later on in the Gemara? Yeah, Rava reigned Kevla Shena, right? We'll get up to it, yeah? So if Rava's later on, how could this be Rava? That's what the Rav Lanur asks on Rava. So he says, it's very difficult. Didn't say Ella. Should have said Ella. Should have said Ella. That he was Chozerbal. Doesn't say Ella. Doesn't say that he was Chozerbo. So you know what the Aruch Lanier says? Rabba. Have the Girsa Rabba. According to the Aruch Lanier, you should have the Girsa Rabba. You follow me? So now we had Ravashi, Rabba, and Rabba. And then the Kesef Misha quotes another Lashon, Perek Dao Lachatetvav. He's not Goris the word Amar Le Abaye. He's not Goris the word Amar Abaye. He just says it was a Kasha Gemara asked on its own. So if you say like that, if it's a Kasha Gemara asked on its own, then it could be Ravashi, the last generation Ravashi. So how many permutations did we have who's speaking here? Four. Either it's Ravashi HaKadmon, early Ravashi. Either it's Rava. That's difficult because Rava has an answer later and doesn't say Ella. Another Girsa could be what? Rabba. That's what the Oracle Nurse says. And the last shot is that what? Take out Amalei Abaye, and therefore it was the Gemara asking on Ravashi, the last generation Amoyer Ravashi. So it could be Ravashi. So there are four different possibilities. Either Ravashi HaKadmon, either Rava, either Rabba, or Ravashi HaAchron. Four different pshatim, what it might be. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara has the Kasha. The Gemara has a strong, strong Kasha. The Gemara says, Shem Yerodim. It's also to sleep of Shenis Keva outside the Sukkah. Right? So therefore, you have to sleep inside the sukkah. So we're afraid it's going to develop. We're going to have a what? We're going to have a problem. So if we're going to have a problem, Shema Yeradim. Comes along the Sfas Emes. Let's get it, guys. Comes along the Sfas Emes. We got this, Chlor. Says the Sfas Emes, who cares whether you sleep Shenis Keva? Who cares? What happens when a person sleeps outside the house? Shenis Aroi. What might happen? It might develop into a what? A Shenis Keva. So just like that's permissible outside the house, let that be permissible outside the Sukkot. Midin Teishu came to Duru. Who asked this Kasha? The Sfas Emes asked this Kasha. You hear the Kasha? It's a great Kasha. The Shenis Aroi develop into Shenis Keva? And you allow that outside the house. People do it outside the house. So you should allow it outside the Sukkot. What's the Teretz? What's the Yisr? Because of Mar Esayin. The Yisr is Mar Esayin. People are going to think what? They didn't know it started with what? They didn't know it started with the Shenis Aroi. So since they didn't know it started with the Shenis Aroi, they'll think you went out the outside and slept Shenis Keva. So that's what the Sfas Emes wants to say to the Pshat. So let's chazor over Adam. We said there are four possibilities what the Gemara is, who's saying it here. Either it's Ravashi Akadmon, the early Ravashi, yes? Or it's a Girsa of Rava, but that's Shvir also because Rava speaks later and doesn't say Elad, it was Chozerbo. And then it's maybe Rabba, the Rachanir says. And then the fourth tries to take out Abaye. It was Amrle, the Gemara itself asked the Kasha. So if you say the Gemara itself asked the Kasha, then it's Ravashi Akron. You follow me? There are four possibilities who actually said it. Okay? Now what we're bringing up here is this Sfas Emes asked, and I want you to get this. Sfas Emes asked, he says, I understand a lot of people outside, their house start with the Shenis Aroi and it develops into Shenis Keva. So if that's what happens, allow that in Sukkah. What's the big deal? You know what the answer is? Mar Sayin, says the Sfas Emes. People don't know that you started with the Shenis Aroi. They're going to think you started with the Shenis Keva. And that's how he wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so it comes out, Lamaiz, we have this tremendous what? Tremendous Kiddush. So Abaye says, well, let's compare it to Tefillin. Let's compare it to Tefillin. So I want you guys to get this down. This is tremendous Kiddush. Okay, bless you. It's a tremendous Kiddush. Bless you. What comes out here? Let's get it clear. We say you're not allowed to sleep, Shanis Kevin Tefillin, because you might flatulate. Yes? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You might flatulate. You're not allowed to Lecha Shemi Yeradim. Maybe your Shanis Aroi will develop the Shanis Kevin. L'chura Tamua, says the Ritva here. The Ritva asked the Kasha, let's get it down. How's it mutter to sleep Shenis Aroi b'tfillin? I don't understand. It's also a siach das. Writes the Ritva, and I'll read it to you, the Lashon. Here Masko Ton Rabbonin. Yesh lomer l'hescha das lo makpin el shu ir v'libo pone l'dvarim b'teilin. Dibi'inin what? Dibi'inin shei komach shavato behem. V'akol shenim afano daitel l'dvarim shel chol. Ava b'shein daitel shel tfillin mutter. U'min atam hazeh agakori b'ter mispal tfillin rosh av b'shein daitel lehem bevadai. What does he say? The Ritva, let's get down. Adam, get it down. The definition of Hesach Adas is when you think about the Super Bowl. When you think about Dvarim B'Talim. But if you're not thinking about Dvarim B'Talim, even though your mind's not on the Tefillah, on the Tefillin, it's Mutter. What's his Raya? Let's hear learning Torah. Let's hear learning Torah. You're davening. Let me ask you, when you're learning Torah, you're davening. Are you thinking about the Tefillin? Thinking about the Torah. Thinking about what the Tefillah means, no? Not thinking about the tefillin. So the Ritva is a tremendous chiddush, but the Ritva points out that what? I'm going to write it down, is leitzonis. And this is what the Rabbeinu Yonah says as well. The Rabbeinu Yonah says as well. He says, so don't give me a kasha. When you do Shenis Aroi with the tefillin, Donnie, are you thinking about the Super Bowl? No. You're not thinking about Dvarim. You're not thinking about leitzonis. So it comes out, please get it. The Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yonah said the definition of what? Of Shenis, of Hesach Adas on Tefillin is called what? Leitzonis. I'm going to write it down now. Ritva, Rabbeinu Yonah, got it here, Klor. Hesach Adas on Tefillin, Rabbeinu Mechadish. Hesach Adas on Tefillin. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the definition is Leitzonis. Okay? What is the Lashon the Ritva uses? So we get the exact Lashon. Remember what he said? He said, Kol Shein Mefana Dal Varim Shal Chol. Libo Pono Le Dvarim B'Talim. He actually says that. Dvarim B'Talim. Like the Super Bowl. Dvarim B'Talim. Okay, you want to relax? Okay, I understand that. Want to be with the Chaverim? But you can't watch the commercials. Go away for the commercials. You're not allowed to, there might not be sneers, preaches. You have to be concerned about that. Halftime show, you can't watch it. You've been tired. You can't watch preachers. You want to spend time relaxing? I understand that. Okay? But Lamais, you have to be hakpodin. There's got to be hakpodin. Okay? So he says, talking about the Super Bowl with the tefillin on, his mamash leitzonis. Okay? So that's why Shinnes Arayah is mutter with tefillin, because why? It's not Leitzonis. You have to be dozing off, but that's not Leitzonis. Okay? That's not Leitzonis. Amazing, no? It's amazing, yeah? That's the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, what happens if you're a Rambam? Let's get it. Donnie, let's get it down. You wrote it down, Ritva Rabbeinu Yonah, Leitzonis, and Seschadas with tefillin. Jacob Klor, if you open up the Rambam, the Rambam's tefillin writes the following. Let me get it for you. Perek Dalet Aloch Yudalet. He says, Ezel Lashoyne. Chayiv Odom Lamashish B'Tfilin Chosman Shim Olof. Person has to watch his tefillin, touch his tefillin when they're on, Shalih Asiyach Taitom Mehem. Fil Rega Echad, even 1 second. Shekedushosin Gedoylim Kedushas Asitz. The Kedusha of the tefillin is greater than the Kedusha of the Sitz. Wow. Shasitz ain't Bo El Hashem Echad. The Sitz only had one Shem Hashem on it. Veilu Yeshbem Echad Veshim Shem. Wow. The tefillin, there are 21 names, Shem Hashem on it. 21 times. The Rambam, what's the definition of Hesach Hadas, guys? According to the Rambam, what's the definition of Hesach Hadas? Even what? Even if it's not Dvarim B'Teilim. Even 1 second. Filu Reg Echad. Rambam says, Filu Reg Echad. Even 1 second, you're not even thinking of Filu Reg Echad. Shaloch Oshvim Al Tefillin is enough to be called Hesach Hadas. So what's my kashin? What's my kashin? The Rav asks. Excellent, Adam. So how do we allow Shinnes Arayah B'Tefillin, according to the Rambam? Excellent. Beautiful. So what's the answer, guys? Get this down. The Rav said a Meir D'Kachidish, and the Pre-Yitzchak said the same thing. The Pre-Yitzchak also says the same terms. Why don't you get it down? They said a beautiful Chiddush. What's the kernel? The kernel of the Chiddush. Adam, Donnie, let's get it. The Isser of Hesach Hadas is only when the Gavr is Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. When you're sleeping, Lamais, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. Memele, there's no Isser of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is only when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. But when you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, there's no Hesach Hadas. You got it? There's an interruption of thing when you're doing the mitzvah. But when you're not doing the mitzvah, Nishkin problem. Nishkin means it's not a problem. You follow me? So he's mechadish this unbelievable chiddush. The Isser of Hesach Hadas says the Rav, the Priyitzka, bless you, Jacob. The Priyitzka, the Rav. The Rav's on top. Right? He didn't care about it. He lived in Boston. He could care less about the Patriots and football. He lived in Boston. He could care less about it, the Rav. The Rav was tated. He would sometimes send to his grandkids a newspaper I was going to the Red Sox, I was told. When they made Aliyah. He didn't care about it with him, some of his grandkids. But for himself, it was nothing. So the Priyutsuk and the Ravs, they'd say what? Especially the Mazik each other. Concussions. Being a fan of the NFL has been Mechazik of Dira Avera, perhaps. Causing concussions, Chabalah. One thing, basketball, baseball, it's fine. Or they want to damage one another. My father was not in love with sports, but football was the worst. He wasn't, if he liked basketball, baseball, much better, because they were mazik each other. And then when it got so bad with the concussions, where they hurt people when they get older, they hurt themselves.
Ulcer.
Oh, what? A person's not allowed to injure oneself. We paskin like the Rambam called Aruch. Ain adam rishai lechablis atzmoy. You're not allowed to injure yourself. We don't pass him like the Yad Ramah. Machloek Ram Yad Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam. So what did the Priyitzk and the Rav say? Isser, Hesach Hadas, Rak, Kashir, Mikayim, Mitzvahs, Tefillin, guys. Get it down. What a Hagdorah. That's why you're allowed to sleep Shen Eseroi. If you're the Rit from the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shen Eseroi, there's no Litzonis. But if you're the Rambam, the Asher is even 1 second. Even if you're not thinking about the tefillin, it's Asher. So how do you allow Shenis Aroy? Because Shenis Hesach Hadas only allows when you're fulfilling the mitzvah tefillin. When you're sleeping, Shenis Aroy, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So it's not like a pegia. You follow me? You know what a pegia is? It's not like you're hurting the mitzvah tefillin because you're not fulfilling it. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're, by sleeping with your tefillin on, you're not being the kind of mitzvah. You're
well said, and since you're not being kind of mitzvah, there's no form in landscape for an Isser of Hesach Hadas to surface. You got what I'm saying? It's a very beautiful Agdara. Jacob, you got that? I want you guys to get this, please. I'll say it again. In other words, when you are sleeping with the tefillin, not fulfilling the mitzvah, you're not getting any points to my tefillin, so therefore there is no landscape to have an isser of eschadas to surface. And therefore we allow you to do shenis or rabbit tefillin. Get it down so you get it clear. I want to highlight this. Unlike, the Rav said, the din of guf naki. So then if you took this to an extreme, why don't you allow flatulation, right? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, when you're sleeping. What's the big deal? So the Rav said, because guf naki is a different din. Guf naki is not totally on the kiyum mitzvah of nachas tefillin. It's totally in physicality. Does the human being have tefillin on his head or on his arm? Guf naki is a different din, said the Rav. Guf naki is totally on mitzias. Do you have tefillin on your body? Then you can't flatulate. Then you can't, you can't have bal keri. You follow what I'm saying? Whereas the din of Eser Hadas is a more conceptual, spiritual type din, which only can be an Isser when you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. That's what the Rav wanted to tie in. It's a beautiful pshat, no? It's very sharp. Very, very sharp. I'm just going to write guf naki down as a contradistinction. Achein, guf naki is a different standard. Achein, guf naki is shayne, is different. That's totally b'mitzias. That's totally b'mitzias of having tefillin. Totally b'mitzias. B'mitziut of what? Totally b'mitzias of tefillin ala guf. Okay? And let's just finish this all up, this mahalach, because we've got a lot to do still in the Gemara, but I want to finish this mahalach in the Rambam, get this down, and this bears well with the Rambam a little bit later. Did you see the Rambam Perek Dal Lacha Chafei? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tefillin? I'll read it to you. Kedushas Tefillin Kedushasin Gedoylihi. The Kedusha of Tefillin is great. She calls man she tefillin b'roshu shel adam avazro. Calls man that tefillin's on him, on his head and on his shoulder. Who anav? He's an anav. He's a humble man. V'yar shamayim. Does a guy watch the Super Bowl with the tefillin on? Meshugana chas v'sholoy. Who anav v'yar shamayim? Ve'no nimshich b'schok. He's not going to be elongated with laughter. B'schicha b'teila. Ve'no mahar machshav asro. He's not going to think bad thoughts. El mefana libo dure emes v'atzedek. He fills his heart with words of truth and tzedek. Meaning what? Let me ask you, is thinking about learning and davening a stira to the tefillin, yes or no? According to the Rambam's definition. Yes or no? What would you say?
Yes.
No way.
According to the
Rambam, as long as you exist in Kedusha with your tefillin on, is Torah and understanding the tefillah a stira to that? Of course not. It blends in beautifully. It's not Hesech Hadas. No, because the whole word is that the Machshavas of Torah and Tefillah are Mi'ikar Mitzvah Tefillin, Mekidushasan. It's to be an Anav, to be a Yara Shamayim. How do you become an Anav Shamayim? You learn Torah and you're a Shamayim. So it fits in, it blends in beautifully. So what was the whole Raya of the Ritva? What was the whole Raya of the Ritva before? Right. And what was his Raya? His Raya was from davening in what? Exactly. His davening was from davening in Talmud Torah. Correct. How else could that be good? That's not a raya. The Rambam will reject that. The Rambam will say, no, what are you talking about? My definition of Hesach Hadas is what? If your mind is off the tefillin. Even if it's not late sonnas, right? So what do you do with Torah and tefillah? If it's Torah and tefillah, how do you do Torah and tefillah if you're the Rambam? What's the answer? No, that blends into the Kedusha. If you're thinking about how much a business meeting you got to do, maybe that's not like saunas, but at the other hand, it's not thinking about the tefillin proactively. But Torah and tefillin is part of the kedusha. What it blends in to be a shamayim, to be an anav, it blends into the kedusha. See, according to the Ritva, that's a raya that what only late saunas. Torah and tefillin not late saunas. You got what I'm saying? I want you to get the shtickle. It's a beautiful shtickle. The Rav's saying, big machlek is your Ram Ritva. Comes out beautiful pshat alach lamaisa. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Adam?
According to Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, where you can have Hesachadas from Kalas Rosh, if you sleep and you have a dream and you're thinking about something totally different, is that wouldn't be considered?
Yeah, but that's subconscious. That's correct. That would be subconscious. It's kind of like your nonus, you know what I mean? It's a good kasha, but I think it's not under your sleep, you know? Kind of like subconscious, okay? It's a very good point. Now, I gave you the Malbim. What's the sefer the Malbim wrote in Halacha? You know, Mom wrote on Tanakh, of course. What's the sefer he wrote in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Tzitzis? Artzos Chaim. Please get it. The Artzos Chaim. The Malbim in Simen Chav Ches Eretz Yudas Sifkot Aleph asks a kasha. What does the Shagas Aryeh say that I gave you? What does the Shagas Aryeh say that I gave you in Simen Nun Bey in Simen Lamites? He says, according to the Rambam, that what? What is the Heshech Hadas? It's a shear. What's the shear? He gives a shear for it. How much is a shear? Does he write? What's the shear that he writes for the kalas for the din? He says. He says, is a shear lomaisa of what? Shagas Aryeh says, Heshech Hadas is a shear. What's the shear? The shear is how much it takes to walk 100 what? 100 amas. And that's not considered to be what Heshech Hadas, you doze off. So he says that's ridiculous, the problem says in the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam said, even what? Even 1 second. Even one rega. You see, there's no shear to Heshech Hadas. So I want you to get that kasha, the Malbim, on the Shagas Aryeh. So what does the Malbim say? The Malbim says the Rambam holds the Isser Heshech Hadas is only when what? When the tefillin are what? Revealed. Are Megula. But if they're covered, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas at all. The Rambam allows dozing only when it's covered.
That's the Malbim?
No, that's the Malbim Strat in the Rambam. When the Rambam allows dozing, it's only when they're covered. When they're covered, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas. What's the kasha on the Pre-Yitzchuk? What's the kash of the pre-yizik on the Malbim? So why is it mitzdar and oval and mitzdar putter from tefillin? They can cover their tefillin and therefore it should be mutter, no? Tefillin shalyad is covered. Why can't they do that? What's the answer? So this is what the pre-yizik says, like the Rav. The Isser Heshech Hadas is only when what? When you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin. When you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas. Me'ele, since they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin when they're dozing, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas. It's not a problem. Halach lamaisa. Okay? So that's what the Rav wanted to say, lamaisa, with the pre-yitzchuk. Everyone got that? I'm going to say it over again. I get it down. The Shagas Aryeh says that Sadas is a shear, lamaisa, of walking 100 amas. What are you talking about? Says the Balbin, the Shagas Aryeh. Says even Rega Echad. So he argues and says, the Ramallah, that's only when the tefillin are magula, revealed. If they're covered, it's fine. If they're covered, it's fine because there's no Isser Heshech Hadas when they're covered. What did the Pre-Yitzchuk say? So why an oval and it's tar or putim and tefillin? Let them cover it up. There's no Isser Heshech Hadas. What's the teretz? The Isser Heshech Hadas is only when what? There's only bisman that they mekayim mitzvah tefillin. And not mekayim mitzvah tefillin, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas. So since they're not mekayim mitzvah tefillin, b'shash the mistam name. So therefore, there's no Isser Heshech Hadas. Halacha lamaisa. So it comes out, lamaisa, in such a case, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, the old kasha isn't like the Rav wanted to say. Okay, we got this klor? Yes? Everyone got this klor? Memele, this leads us to the following now. Go ahead, let's see. Let's see pshat now, Adam. Go ahead. Let's see pshat now. Let's go, guys. Let's go. So what does Gemara say? Yeah, I'm Rav Yosef Parekh. Read again. I'm really Abaye. Abaye has the kasha. We are equating sukkah and tefillin. So since we're equating sukkah and tefillin, shema what? Why can't you do shena sekeva? Because what shema what? Maybe you'll fall into a full sleep. Let's get it. Maybe you'll fall into a full sleep. Let's see. Amar of Yosef. Ah, what's the answer to the Gemara? What's the answer to the Gemara, guys? He gave over sleep to an alarm clock, to a human being. And he said, if you get to a Shanis Keva, I don't know how the guy's going to know that. How is another friend going to know you get into a Shanis Keva? Wake him up. You start snoring? Okay. If you fall asleep, wake up. No, I don't think it means that, Izzy. I think it means the second you fall asleep, wake him up right away. Yeah. As soon as you fall asleep, wake him up right away. That's what I think it means. Otherwise, how are you going to know? You don't determine what Shanis Keva, Shanis Aroy is. You got that? That's a great, great teretz. Halach lamaisa. It's a beautiful teretz. He's giving a beautiful teretz lamaisa. So he wants to say a chiddush. So what comes out from this? What comes out from this lamaisa? It comes out. Halach lamaisa, a beautiful pshat. So what is, let me ask you. Who is this? Who are we talking about here, halach lamaisa? It says lacherim. Read Rashi. Dibra Maskel Moser, read Rashi. Moser.
Shenasa L'Acher.
He says to a friend, if I fall asleep, wake me up. Yes? Why does Rashi say chavero? Why does Rashi say chavero? The Gemara said Lashon Rabim, Acherim. Rashi says it means a Shomer Yochid. So the Sefer Binayahu writes, the reason why Rashi said, you know what? If you have two guys expecting to do something, none of them will do it. Because each guy says the other guy will do it. Each guy, two guys making the pot, the Gemara had a Lashon. Where do we have that? Didn't we have that, Gemara? Two guys making the pot? Where was that, Gemara? Remember we said two guys, you don't remember where we had that? We had that, no? Was that last year in Kiddushin? I think it was last semester. No, in Sukkah we had it.
What's the case?
Two guys making a pot, they don't cook it together. Oh, we had it in Erevin.
It's always cold.
We had it in Erevin and Daf Gimel. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember by what the case of what some of the stock was above 20, some below?
Uh-huh.
And you might end up what, you know, if they all might all fall under 20. So remember we said that what each guy...
Someone else is going to take care
yeah,
of
it. Exactly. That's where we had it. Baruch Hashem, we remembered. Come on, is Erevin Gimel Amud Aleph? If it's not in Sukkah, still got to know it, right? Remember we did a photocopy of Erevin Gimel Amud Aleph. Oh, exactly. So what does the Sefer Binayahu say? Rashi says two guys is not good. That's what Rashi said, only one guy. Darach Lanier argues on Rashi. Please get it. He says the Shmir of two guys is better than one. Please get that down. Darach Lanier argues on the Rashi. So what comes out here now? Rav Yosef Breit Rav Eloy says that the reason why we don't worry about Shenis Rai Batfilin, it will not develop into what? Shenis Kevra, we're talking about a Breisa. But let me ask you though, Adam. According to Ravashi, is there a difference between Tefillin and Sukkah? Yes or no? Please get this, guys. This guy's got to learn like a Lamdan. Is he? Is there a difference or not? No, there is no difference. Where goes are that Shenis Aroy because of Shenis Keva. Happens to the Bryce is different because the Bryce had an alarm clock. When you have an alarm clock, it's good what? Please get this down. When you have the alarm clock, the human alarm clock, what do? There's no difference between Sukkah and Tefillin. You can sleep Shenis Aroy outside of Sukkah too. Because you have a human alarm clock. You understand what I'm saying? There's no difference between Sukkah and Tefillin. Comes out Halacha L'maisa that if you do this, Halacha L'maisa, it's very interesting. If you don't do this human alarm clock, Shenis Aroy will be also both by Tefillin and by what? And by Sukkah. So what I want to bring out here is that he's keeping what? According to Rav Ashi, we are basically saving the equation between Tefillin and what? We're saving the equation between Tefillin and Sukkah. You know those, I don't know if you know those things, alarm clock. I had a friend of mine in yeshiva, couldn't get up. So he had an alarm clock that flew around. So it made noise, it angered him so much, he could get out of the bed and ran it, but he was already out of the bed.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Need one of those.
I don't know, you know they're like there was a fan or something, you know, like an airplane or something. Yeah, what are those called? What are those called, those things that fly?
A drone?
Drones, yeah, like a miniature drone, right?
How long ago was this?
I don't know, a long time ago. It was fans. It was a fan, Lamice, and he used to have it. It was flying around the room, so it would wake him up. Amazing. Okay, let's go. Let's go, Vaita. Oh, we got this shot? So it comes out, there's no difference, Halacha Lamice. Okay, Vaita and the Gemara, guys. Let's go. Guys, let's go. Let's see inside. Vaita Bagmore. Let's go. Maskifla Ramasharshia. Ramasharshia has a strong kasha.
Arbecha Arva
Tzarech. He says, you're a human alarm clock, and he's another human alarm clock. He might fall asleep, so he needs another one. It goes on and on. No, you hear this, Kasha? That's not a good thing to have a human alarm clock. That guy might fall asleep. You hear the Kasha? Arba, your cosigner needs another cosigner. Just because you tell that guy to wake you up, that guy might fall asleep.
In the number of soap, though.
Okay, but even more than that, we could ask. I'll tell you the Aruch Lanier's Kasha. He says, Yeshlit Moa. He says, I don't understand this. You're worried about this? Where have we ever found a guy that's totally awake is going to fall asleep? The only thing we're concerned with is a guy that does Shenis Aroy developing the Shenis Keva. But a Shomer that's not sleeping at all, what are you choshish for? It's basically your Akashi, right? A little bit of a different way. So the Aruch Lanier answers, please get it down. He says, since the Chomer choshish by Tefillin, Chomer are very concerned about Tefillin. Even with Chashash Rechokim. They'll ask for Shenis Aroy, Shema Shenis Keva. And even though Shenis Keva is also, why is Shenis Keva also by Tefillin? Because of flatulation. It's a gzeira. So you see that what? That the Chomim are ushering things even through a Shomer. Because when it comes to Tefillin, we have Chshash Rechokos. When it comes to Tefillin, we have a lot of Chshashos. So you see there's a precedent for it. You follow me? So only by Tefillin are we worried about what? The human alarm clock falling asleep. Usually in Kol Torah Kulu, we're not afraid of a guy awake falling asleep. But here we're afraid of it. You follow what I'm saying? Is you got me? Because tefillin is the paradigm. You got me? We're worried about flatulation. You follow me? Sleeping is usher. Why sleeping usher? Because of Shema Yafiyah. So too this is a concern as well. And that's what the Gemara says. Oh, very good. So what's the Gemara say? Ella. Please get it.
Ella Amar Rabba Barbarachana. Amar Yochanan Bimaniach Rosho Bain Barchavaskina.
Oh. Guy put his head between his knees. When's the last time he saw a guy sleep long with his head between his knees? There's no way he's going to lead a Shavas Keva. He's going to come allow that for tefillin. But if he doesn't put his head between his knees, what's the din? It's usher to sleep, even Shenes Aroi. See, Shenes Aroi at this point of the Gemara is usher, according to this Mandomer, yes? By tefillin. Everyone got that? Or would you be allowed to sleep outside the sukkah between your knees? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
At this point, we're keeping the equation between tefillin and sukkah. Human alarm clock, you'd be able to. Gemara slugs up the human alarm clock. Maybe he'll fall asleep. Now the Gemara says what? Between the knees. That'll make sukkah good too as well, according to the sheet in the Gemara. According to the sheet in the Gemara, it's permissible. Yes?
Isn't that going against the Braisa or the Gemara that says, Ein Shenes Arai Chutz Sukkah?
The Mishnah. What is that though? When is that Braisa? Shenes Arai Chutz Sukkah Zasser. When is that? When you don't have between your knees. When you don't have between these, when you don't have the human alarm clock. You remember what I'm saying, Adam? You're right. That phrase you make in the Kimta. But we're keeping the equation up till now. You got what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. Okay, at the end of the day, that's the Chiddush. Now Rava turns everything upside down. Up till this point, once you get down to your notes, we're keeping the equation clear. There's no doubt. Izzy, you got me? Now comes Rava, turns everything upside down. Go ahead. Rava Amar.
Rava Amar ain't Kabbalah
Shema. Ah. Rava says, forget about it. Very important Chiddush. There is no Kevel Lashena. What do you mean there's no Kevel Lashena? When it comes to Ilchus Sukkah, there is no difference in Aroi and Kevel. None. Person is not Kovei himself for sleep. Yeah? Person just dozes off a little bit and that's enough. Meaning for Ilchus Sukkah, Shenes Aroi is like Shenes Kevel. There's a Chiv to sleep in the Sukkah. I don't care how you sleep. Whether it's Aroi or Kevel, any type of sleep has to be done in the sukkah. Plain and simple. Done. It does not help. Please get it down. The shomer, the spiritual, or the human alarm clock, or putting your head between the knees. Any type of sleeping is considered to be what? Any type of sleeping al pidin is considered to be what? Shenes keva. Makomokom yoshnu shenes arai amu'ilu lo lefamim ke shenes keva. You know, a lot of times people need cat naps. Right? And that does the job for you. 10 and 15 minutes. For Hilchos Sukkah, that's usher. For Hilchos Sukkah, that's always usher. Al pi din.
Who says this?
This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara when Rava says, En kevel l'shena. He means, En kevel l'shena when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah. When it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, Allah says, En kevel l'shena. And it's going to be usher. Now, what about by tefillin? What about by tefillin? What do you say by tefillin now? What do you say about tefillin now, Izzy? Okay, let's get this. Is the equation been broken? Yes. You're allowed to sleep Shenes Aroi b'tefillin even without a shomer, even without putting your head between your knees. You got that? You're allowed to. It's amazing. You're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? Because by tefillin, what's the concern? Flatulation. When is flatulation a concern, guys?
Kevel.
Only Kevel, but not Aroi. And you don't need a human alarm clock. You don't need your head between your knees. Who writes this? Rashi and the Balamor. Please get it down. That's Rashi and the Balamor sheet. However, the Ravid Basagoso in the Kosov Sham, Oskimu. The Ravid in the what in the Kosov Sham da Sagistani. We're saying according to Maskanis and Gemara Rava, he says En Kevel L'Shena. What's En Kevel L'Shena mean? Any sleep at all outside the Sukkah's us, even a cat nap. But by tefillin, why is Shenes Aroi mutter? Because there's no afoche. There's no concern of flatulation. Therefore, you don't need a human alarm clock. You don't need a head between your knees. Yes? What does the Ravid write? The Ravid argues. What does the Ravid say? He says, even Rava is moited that there's a chshash of Shenes Aroi becomes Shenes Keva by tefillin. And therefore what? You're not allowed to have Shenes Aroi by tefillin except when you what? Put your head between your knees. Please get it. Machlokes Rashi and the Baal HaMor against the Ravid. For tefillin, do you need your head between your knees or a spiritual or human's alarm clock? According to Rashi and the Baal HaMor, you don't need anything. According to the Ravid, you need what? Your head between your knees. Like Abe Sukkah, it's us or everything. Even your head between the knees. So it comes out Allah HaMaisim, that Rava breaks the equation between Sukkah and tefillin. He breaks the equation, whereas the Gemara held before, Kohen Ravashi kept the equation, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Ein kevel l'shem. That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? Memele. Kloimar. There's a fundamental distinction between shein mechutz l'sukkah and shein l'tefillin. Yes? Not like the pshatim we had before that they're equal. But what's the price of talking about? The price is straight up, is he? It's not talking about spiritual human alarm clock. Or what? Or what? Or between the knees. By sukkah, it's also to sleep straight up. It's kekeva. Sometimes you catch a cat nap. That's enough. So therefore, that's also mikadin. By tefillin, the whole concern is a flatulation. That's only by shenis keva, not by shenis arot. So it comes about to be a machlaikis lamaisa. Please get it down. Rava breaks the equation between sukkah and tefillin. The other pshat, Rav Ashi, keeps the equation. And therefore, we only allow shenis roi betfilin with between the head, between the human alarm clock, or head between the knees. Whereas according to what? Rava, no. Posh pshat. According to Rava Lamaisa, what's the din? Everything's mutter, according to Rashi, the Baal HaMor. By tefillin, the Ravid says you still need the what? You still need to have what? You still need to have the head between the knees. By tefillin, but by sukkah, even that's usher. So there's no doubt, according to Rava, that there's been a break. We broke the equation between tefillin and sukkah. The question is, how much is the break? Is it a wide gap? Par. Pei ayin resh, a great gap, like Rashi and the Baal HaMor says, or is it a small gap, like the Baal HaMor, like the Ravid? But the bottom line is that what there is, in fact, of what the equation has been broken, halacha l'maisa. Okay? We got this, Clore? Oh. So l'maisa, this leads us now to the pshat l'maisa. This leads us now, I want you to get this. This is the Chiddush, and this is what the Ritva writes. I want you to build it up. The Ritva, Dirmaska, Rav Amar says, let's get it. Rav Amar, you got me? Let's get Dirmaska, Rav Amar. Rav Amar, Zagin. Rava, the Ritva writes, did not argue in Rabbi Yochanan and Legabe what? Legabe Tefillin. What do you mean? But he said, what? If you put the tefillin between the knees, it's mutter. But if you don't put him, it's asr. So he says, Legabe sukkah, it's asr even between the knees. So basically, it comes out as ain't kevel shayna. And therefore, he says, sometimes it's enough for a guy to have a cat nap. And that's what the Ritva wants to say. Whereas the Sfasemis writes, Rashi's cholik on this. And he says that, what? He's completely cholik. And Rashi says, Alach lemaisa. Rashi says, as I said, that when it comes to tefillin, everything's mutter. You don't need a head between the knees. You don't need an alarm clock. The Ritva says, Alach lemaisa, you need it by the tefillin, the head between the alarm clock. But lemaisa and sukkah would still be usher. But then the Ritva makes an extension, which I want you to get. Please get it. The Ritva makes an extension. What's the Ritva's extension? It says an amazing chiddush. Please get it. The Ritva writes, if a guy takes a netter, please get it. If a guy takes a netter, he takes a shvua, he's going to do something in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning. He's going to do something in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, eat a piece of pizza. So is it also for him to go to sleep before? What do you say? Because it's shenis aroi. Maybe he'll fall asleep permanently, won't do the mitzvah. He won't do the netter of eating the pizza. Or he's going to do a chesed. He's going to help the elder lady with the groceries, 3 o'clock in the morning, she's coming back. Their luggage from a trip. So the Ritva says at first glance he thinks it's usher. Shouldn't go to sleep before 3 o'clock in the morning. Then he slugs it up. Why does he slug it up? Please get it. How does he slug it up? Because it's only by when sleeping itself is usher. Like by tefillin in the sukkah, if you become shenis keva, it's outside the sukkah. It's tefillin on its out. That itself is usher. Intrinsically it's usher. If you take a netter to help her with the luggage, the sleeping intrinsically is not usher. What's the whole reason why it's usher? Because you might come to forget. In that case, he says it's not a problem. So please get the Lashon HaRitva down. This is the Chiddush of the Ritva. The Ritva points out this Chiddush amazing. He says at first glance he thought it was a problem. Lamaisa, then he said it's mutter. You know why it's a problem by the tefillin in the sukkah? Because the sleeping intrinsically is a problem. The sleeping intrinsically is a problem. So since the sleeping intrinsically is a problem, Lamaisa, therefore it's usur. But he says the 3 o'clock in the morning to help the woman with the luggage, Lamaisa, there's nothing wrong with the sleeping, so therefore he says, take a netter, you can sleep till then, and no problem. However, the Emek HaSukkis asks the Emek HaSukkis in Brachas Dal and in Beis, what does it say? It says, Asal Adam Lomar. It's also a person to say in the evening, when he comes home from the field, I'm going to eat, sleep a little bit, then I'll say Kriya Shema, and then I'll daven. Why are you not allowed to do that? Why do you got to daven? Because you might fall asleep and miss it. Excellent, Jacob. There's no Isser in the sleeping, though. There's no intrinsic Isser in the sleeping there. So why do we Asser it? So what's the Terrence? The Terrence is because my Kriya Shema has already arrived. It's my Kriya Shema ready to come. It's also to sleep until you read it. Mashenkim and take the shvut help the woman with the luggage, right? The Zman hasn't come yet. The Nishpul Lasos Dover Bechatzos hasn't come 3 o'clock in the morning. So Mele, it's mutter to go to sleep. You're divorced? Izzy, you got it? Let's say it over. According to the Ritva's Chiddush, the Ritva says you should learn from here that sleeping is a concern. Sleeping is a concern. It might develop into full sleep. So if you took a netter to do something 3 o'clock in the morning, you shouldn't go to sleep. He says, at first glance, he thought it would be awesome. Then he says, no. Sleeping in that case, intrinsically, is no problem. The sleeping by the sukkah and the tefillin intrinsically is a problem. So therefore, halacha lamaisa, you can't compare the two. There's a chashash amim shemashin also. So in your marik, that itself, the gufa shein is usher. When that's us sleeping, but Lamaisa, 3 o'clock in the morning, to sleep from 12 to 3 is no problem. Just you have a netter or a shvu to help the woman with the luggage. The sleeping intrinsically is not us, therefore it's mutter. But it's against the Gemara and Brachas. Brachas and Dalam is the Emek HaSukkah says, you come home at night, you have to say, Kriya Shema and Davin, we're afraid you're going to fall asleep, you're not allowed to eat. You first got to Davin. You hear the Kasha? So what's the Teretz? Teretz says, my Kriya Shema already reached that time. It wasn't 3 o'clock in the morning yet. So you could sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning by the elderly woman. You got the chiluk. You came home with my Kriya Shema. That's why you got to daven first. So comes out, that's pshat in the Gemara. That's the chiddush in the Gemara. Okay. Adam, we went over. You get it down, Lamaisa. Say it over for you, Lamaisa. Let's say it over for you. We'll get it down now. Let's get it down, Lamaisa. What do we want to tie in? The Ritva. You see, when we did Rava, you got to get this down. Ain kevel l'shena. What does an ain kevel l'shena mean? He's breaking the equation between what? Up till that point in the Gemara, Rav Ashi held the equation. Rava breaks that equation. Question is, how far is the equation broken? So according to Rashi and Abala Moore, you could sleep shena sarai with tefillin without anything. You don't need a human alarm clock. You don't need a head between the knees. You got me? But by sukkah, everything's awesome. You got it? The Ravitz says the gap is not as great. The Ravitz says, by tefillin, you still at least need a head between the knees. By sukkah, even that's awesome. So there's no doubt, according to Rava, all the equations are broken. The question is, how big is the gap between the two? You got me?
They're qualitatively different things.
Yes, that's what Rava's coming to say in Kevel Hashem. You take a cat nap, it's usher. Even for you, it's enough. It's usher and sukkah. Anything is usher. In Kevel Hashem by sukkah. By tefillin, those different. The question is, how much different is it? You got it? And then the Ritva pointed out a chiddush. I want you to get down. He says, whatever you take a net or a shvui, that 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to help a lady with the luggage, elderly lady. Can you go to sleep before that? So first glance, he thought it was usher, because it might develop into a sleep and it's usher. Yes? Like you find here by the tefillin. Yeah? Like we find here by the, we find here, halacha lamaisa, we learn from here. Boshim shat is that what? You see from here, halacha lamaisa, that should be usher. Because Shemi Yaradim, you might fall asleep and you might not end up doing the mitzvah. When are we afraid of Shemi Yaradim? Rashi says, Mukha Nebraisa, right? You have to what? If you say, Minich Rosh Mutterim, Kev Lila, it should be Mutter. So you see, Mukorcha Lomaisa, the Ritva says, if you take a netter or a shvua, Shiasa Dover Bechetzi Lila, should be also to sleep beforehand. Shemi Yaradim, aren't we afraid of Shemi Yaradim? You might fall asleep and not do the mitzvah. He slugs it up. How did you slug it up? Because sleeping by tefillin and sukkah intrinsically is usher. If you sleep from 12 to 3, there's no intrinsic sleeping that's usher there. You follow me? So he says, you know, we're not worried about it. We're not chayshish about it at all. Halacha lamaisa. That's what the Ritva wanted to say. We're not chayshish for it at all. The Ritva goes, he begins this whole chiddush. He says, Yesh lemeidim mikan. Shanodar nishpadar mitzvah ain't lo lishon kodom lachain. Shouldn't go to sleep beforehand. right? Shouldn't go to sleep beforehand, right? What does the Ravid say? What does the Shita say, Ravid? Dani, the gap is not so great. By Sukkah, everything's also by Tefillin. We only allow it if what? You sleep between your knees. Or you need a what? Human alarm clock. So you see, we're afraid about falling asleep, that it develops into a keva. So he says, that Shavua, 3 o'clock in the morning, we cannot what? 3 o'clock in the morning, we cannot what? You cannot sleep from 12 to 3. He says, no, that's only about Sukkah and Tefillin. The intrinsic sleeping is a problem. We're not conscious that you're going to what? It's different. You can sleep from 12 to 3 and get up. I, but the Amik brought Amik Sukkahs. Please get it down the Great Guddle. When the Guddle Akron, Amik Sukkahs, Dav Dalet, Amit Beis and Brachas, what does it say? If you come home at night, you're tired from the field, you can sleep a little bit. Are you allowed to sleep a little bit and then say Kriya Shema and Davin? No. You have to Davin right away. So you see that we're afraid of what? Even though there's no Isser intrinsically in sleeping in that case, we're afraid you might not fall asleep and not forgetting the Davin, right? What's the Teretz? Teretz says, my Kriya Shema already came already. Here, the 3 o'clock in the morning is when you have to get up for to help the lady. No problem, you can sleep from 12 to 3. That's the sheet of the Ritva. You got this chlor? That's where the Ritva goes out of his way, Lamais. Okay? That's the Chiddush we're suggesting. Okay, let's finish it up now. Let's finish it up. You get me? Let's finish it up now. We get two, hopefully we can get two guys daven mincha. Okay, if not, we'll daven beis medrash at 1:30. But let's get it. Okay? Go ahead, Adam. Let's finish it up. The Braisa, look at the Braisa. Tani Chada, go ahead. Tani Chada, it says in one Braisa, Yashar am Adam, Bitfilin. Go ahead.
Tani Chada, Yashin Adam, Bitfilin, Shainas Arai.
Havalo, Shainas. Tani Yidach, second Braisa.
Tani Yidach, Bain Keva, Bain Arai.
Both of them are Mutta. Tani Yidach.
Tani Yidach, Lo Keva, Velo Arai.
Nothing. So you have all three permutations. Gemara plugs it in. Go ahead, Lokashia.
Lokashia, Hadanaki, Lahu.
If you're holding the tefillin in your hand, it's also to sleep what? It's also to sleep completely. Oh.
Wow.
You're a Navi, Donnie. Your mama's a Navi.
I called it.
Look, Kasha. You called it or did I? What was the Kasha? You got it? But it came from you, the Koyach, the Schuss. So what does he say, Look, Kasha? How did Nakhil live your day? What's Nakhil live your day mean? You're holding the tefillin in your hand.
That means is it he's wearing them or he's holding them?
No, you're holding them in your hand. He falls asleep, even he's going to fall on the ground, God forbid. How what? The Bryce of the Asers? Oh, Shanis Arai's Mutter there. Why? Only Shanis Kevi might flatulate. Shanis Arai's Mutter because you're not going to flatulate. What's the third one?
The
Bryce of what's Sudra Allah? You put a handkerchief on it, yes? In your bed. Next to your bed. You took it off, it's next to you in your bed. So not only Roy's mutter, even what? Even Kev's mutter. You got that?
You put a handkerchief on the...
On the tefillin, yeah. Poshup shot. Even though the tefillin's not on your head, the price says, Yashin Adam tefillin means it's right next to you, the Taisa Rosh says. What's the Chiddush? We're not Chayshish that we talk your sleep, you're going to put them on. You might put them on when you're sleeping. So the Ravid, that's what the Ravid says. You might put them on when you're sleeping. Says the Taisa's Rid, please get it. Taisa's Rid asks a Pella. What's the Taisus Rid ask? This din is poshut. This din is poshut, says the Taisus Rid. Even by often when you're not spreading a what? Handkerchief on the tefillin. Even when you're not spreading a handkerchief on the tefillin, it's mutter to put it what? Next to your head. Right? It's a great kasha, no? So he says the Gemara means like this. Parashudu alayu means you place it in your hand, you're allowed to sleep. Please get it. Parashudu is it's in your hand. You're allowed to sleep Shinas Keva, because even if it falls down, it's in a what? It's in a handkerchief. There's a kisui. And the Vilna Gaon and Rachaim Simim Mem Dalad, Sifkar Nal says the heter is when the kisui is a thickness of a tefach. So you got that? So according to the Rival, what is Parasudara? What's in your hand? What do we say the pshat of Parasudara means according to the Taisus Rid? According to the Rival, what did it mean? It means it was on your head, but next to your what? Next to your pillow, but you weren't wearing it. But here he means Parasudara was on your hand, so it's a machlaikis. Between the Ravid and the Taisus Rid, what's a pshat lamaisa? But let's take this a step further. This is our Mazbe the Gemara Lefi Rashi. How does the Rambam say it? Please get it down. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalaruchus Tefillin, Alach Tevav and Tetzayin. What does Nakat Biyade mean? What does Nakat Biyade mean according to the Rambam? The Rambam says, it's mutter to sleep, even Shanis Keva. With the Tanai that it's in your hand, there's no shot that's going to fall. When it's on your head, it's also to sleep even Shinas Aroi. You got that? Please get this down. But if you put a suitor on while it's on your head, it's mutter to do shein esaroi. Because when you're sleeping between your knees, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah says, simen mem dalet sifka nalf. The reason is because if you put a suitor on your head, you're going to remember in your sleep that the tefillin's on your head and not going to leave a flatulation. It's a chiddush nifla. It's chazer over the Rambam Shita. Please get it. Rambam writes the following. Rambam writes, Naked lebi yodei, smutter to sleep, even shenas keva. With what tanai? What's the tanai? That it kruchos biyodei, that it's in your hand, there's no chash, that it's going to what fall down. You got that? It's amazing the Rambam has. No chash is going to fall down. We thought according to Rashi, it is going to fall down if it's in your hands. Remember that? Yes? Remember we said it's usher even the what? Even Shanis Aroy is usher according to Rashi. You follow me? Rambam says even, he's the other extreme. Shanis Kev is mutter according to the Rambam, if it's in your hand. What happens on your head? It's usher to sleep even Shanis, it's usher to sleep even Shanis Aroy. Why Shanis Aroy? But if you put a sudar while it's on your head, it's mutter to sleep Shanis Aroy. When you do a combination of a double, when you put the sudar and you put your head between the knees. Mishnah Berurah says, because the Hanachas Rosho, the suitor will remind you, you won't come to Afocha, to flatulation. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, you have a double. According to the Rambam, you have a double. Nakib Yod is Mutri Mishin is Keva. When it's Karach Biyodo, Nakhil is going to fall. When it's put on your head, it's also even Shin is Saroy. What makes it Mutter? Parasudore, when it's Barosh, it's Mutter Lishon Shin is Saroy. But he also added on, Kishaminiach Ben Rosh Ben Birkov. Yes? He points out, even when you put on, according to the Rambam, when is Shenis Aroy Mutter? Only in Parasudar. But the way he quotes it, let's look at the way he says it, Shitas Arov, what does the Rav say? Comes out, according to the Rambam, please get this down, that Shenis Keva by Tfilin is an Issidir Isa. Can't guard his Tfilin. According to Taisus, though, the Ramaskal Aval, it's on Issim and Rabbonon. Read the Taisus there, Aval. Go ahead, Adam. Alashin is Kevalow.
Kevalow. The Hajam Rinan Perik
the Ma. The Met Tomlin Shabbos Daf Mem Tes.
Filling strip in Goof Naki.
Ke Alisha Bakan Afayim. Who is Alisha Bakan Afayim? Is it Tzaddik? They made Xerid not to work filling. The guy starts, he's wearing outside the filling. The Roman officer starts running after him. And he takes him off and he puts him in his hand. He says, what's that in your hand? He opens up, it becomes wings of a Yona. So go ahead. That's why it's called Elisha Bakar Fine. Amar Abaye,
Shlo Yafi Abed.
Oh, he never flatulated with them. Rav Amar,
Shlo Yashin Behen.
He never slept with them. Lav what? He never slept with the tefillin on it. Go ahead.
Lav the Shari Abaye Lishay.
So maybe Abaye allows you to sleep as long as you don't flatulate? That can't be the Ha'asr what?
The Asr Abaye Gufe.
Hocha. Abaye himself Asr'd it over here, right? Right? Ella Kasavar,
Afal Pi She'eno Zahir. Bishena,
Kalisha. Even though you're not careful with sleeping like Alisha, you can still put him on. Menichin. You know, even though you're not a big tzaddik like Alisha, you can put him on. Kevin.
Kevin Dezahir, Shaloyach
Biyah. At least you'll be careful not to flatulate. Dishena.
Gufa, Ena Ella, Gzera, Shama Yafiyah.
Because sleeping is a Gzera, you won't Yafiyah. So even though you don't, you might not be as makbid as Alisha, not to sleep on it, you still be makbid, you'll at least be makbid not to flatulate on it. So the Rav says, Amachleis Ramam Taisus. According to the Ramam, the Isser of Shane is Kevat, Tfilin is Diraisa. According to Taisus, he wanted to say it's only the Rabbanan. So according to the Ramam, why does putting the handkerchief on the Tfilin enough to get rid of Shane is Saroy, which is an Isser Diraisa to sleep? Right? Yeah, why does putting the Suda allow Shane is Kevat? According to the Ramam, it's an Isser Diraisa. How does the handkerchief make it Mutter? So what's the answer? I want you to get this, guys. You with me, Jacob? Putting the sleeping on the tefillin is an issur d'oraisa according to the Rambam Shenis Kev. According to Taz, only the Rabbanan. But according to the Rambam, you put a handkerchief on, it makes it mutter. Why does it make it mutter? Why does it make it mutter, Yosef? Yeah? Why does it make it mutter? It's unbelievable, Kasha. Okay? So what's the answer? You know what the answer is? It says in the Gemara and the Rambam and the Nachas, Laman Hayim and Bez, that Elu Tefillin Shabros, Kishavrao Kolomai Aretz, Kishem Hashem Akra, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, Yaru Mimecha. All the Amar should see that there is Hashem and they are fearful of you. Elu Tfilin Barosh. This is Tfilin Shabarosh. when the tefillin barosh is in a handkerchief, you don't have this notion of being mu'utr b'tefillin. You're not crowned with your tefillin because people can't see it. Fizeh, the Rav said, there's no chiyuv of covered tefillin to that degree when it's covered over. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, there's a heter to sleep shenas saroy. If it's mechusa besuder, it's shenas saroy is mutter, because the kav is not mutter mitfillin. Now, why can't you do shenas kava? Because it'll lead to what? Flatulation. Flatulation was based on gufnaki. You follow me? Not on whether you're fulfilling the mitzvah of mitfillin, remember? So it's like the Aron Kodesh. You know, the Aron was moved in the midbar. When it was moving, you had to stand up. When it was camped down, it was mutter to sit. So too by tefillin. If it's mechusa, your pogam in the kiyum of the itter gavra b'tefillin. Chovas covered the tefillin goes down lower. And therefore it's mutter to sleep shenes aroy. That's why Reb Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, guys, whenever he would daven, the Rav's father, remember I told you he lived in the Heights, he was a reshiva, remember, you could look at his apartment, they said they saw him building the GW. Years ago, the GW is being built in his time. Okay? My father's Zatzal, today's my father's second yahrzeit. Yes, yeah, so my father's Zatzal, I had an uncle named Uncle Dave in New York. My father loved the Torah. He loved the learning the Torah. Another year. Stay another year in yeshiva. I don't know, sometimes my mom would disagree. But my dad stark the Torah. My mom just said that gets too, but she was worried, you know the story, right? So what is so the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, whenever he would daven, he had the tefillin shorosh tani, you follow me? He never put the talus on top of the tefillin shorosh. He wanted the tefillin shorosh exposed, that you would be mu'uta b'tefillin. You should be crowned with the tefillin. Because it's covered with the talus, it takes away from the kedusha of the tefillin. You follow what I'm saying? If you're covered with the talus, it takes away from the kedusha of the tefillin. So whenever he would daven, he was makbid l'mais to make sure, you know, when you daven shmon esrei, the talus over your head, he would make sure the talus would not cover the tefillin shorosh. Most of the oilum is not makbid on that. I have my talus over it. But he felt it was felt. You know what felt is? It was a chisaron. It was lacking in the kedusha tefillin to have the talus over it. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? That's the chiddush. Okay, my father's in the shomer go to the highest points to get in. Let's daven mincha, guys. Okay? I'm going to daven for the yomer because I have a chiv. Yortzeh. I think we have a minute, don't we? Baruch Hashem. Proud of you guys who are here to work learning start, despite the fact distractions of the Sfarim sale, whatever it is, the Super Bowl, whatever it is, l'maaseh. The reason why it's super today is because you guys were here learning Torah. That's what's called.